நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது 107.4 பண்பலையில்.
விவசாயி விவசாயி
யார் டியூன் டு விவசாயி கம்யூனிட்டி ரேடியோ அட் 107.4 மெகா ஹெர்ட்ஸ் பிராட்காஸ்டிங் ஃப்ரம் த கேம்பசஸ் ஆஃப் தமிழ்நாடு அக்ரிகல்ச்சரல் யூனிவர்சிட்டி கோயம்புத்தூர். Dear friends, 39 delegates from Kenya, Liberia and Malawi visited India under a USAID assisted 60 days training program on new dimensions in agricultural extension management at Manage Hyderabad. As a part of their training program, they visited Tamil Nadu Agricultural University today to learn research form dialogues via internet, community radio and Kisan call center. Some of the delegates spoke to us.
I'm Samson Mosioki Nguta from Kenya, working with the Minister of Agriculture, Livestock and Fisheries, Agriculture Department, in the section of farm business planning and value addition. I'm participating in a course on new dimensions in agricultural exchange management in Manaj, Hyderabad, India. And the experience I've gained has been very exciting, specifically the way research and extension is linked up and the way the extension component is coordinated in the country. The involvement of universities directly with the farmers' problem is very exciting, because I've noted that in every university there is an agricultural technology information center, a single window where farmers can come and access whatever products the university has meant and buy that information, whether seeds or pesticides or fertilizers or even publications. That has been a very exciting link. And also the way the universities are linked with the KVKs in trying the information, in trying the technologies, so that they are adapted in the local ecological agroecological climate. That has also been very strong. So the strong linkage of research and extension to me is a very good thing. The other issue is about the information sharing. There is a lot of information sharing, not much with the withholding of information through the e-systems, the websites and the other electronic gadgets. That is very strong. The use of mobile technology is also very strong in communicating to farmers directly and passing messages. That's a very big plus in this training. The exposure also is wide in terms of the various areas of the sector. I've been exposed to different agroecological zones, different environment, different farming cropping systems, and that exposure is also has added a lot to my knowledge. Additionally, also the community radio system was exciting, where communities are being reached by universities about technologies and about ideas regarding farming, research in farming, benefits of the ideas and how they can benefit from the technologies. This is a good effort to reach out to the farming community. So the training has been quite fruitful and helpful to me and to my colleagues as well. And we will take a lot of good information back home and implement. Thank you.
My name is Tandi Tabitha Kamanga from Malawi. I work with Ministry of Agriculture in Malawi as an Agriculture Extension Development Coordinator. I came here on the program at Manage. There are so many things which we have learned which are happening here in India. The first one is on value addition. We can see that here in India, they promote value addition to the produce. And also, we have also learned on how women participate in agriculture activities. So many things are happening. Most of the women are involved in each and every activity which is happening in agriculture. We have also learned that they have community radios, whereby they put farmers as their first priority for this I'm really glad to participate in this program. Thank you.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief we bear. What a privilege is to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we offering for sin. Oh, what need a peace we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
My name is Simon Komu. I'm a Kenyan. I've come to manage for some training on extension management. I work in one of the counties. That's Lamu County, north of Kenya. I work with the fisheries department. Today we want to see the effects of post-harvest loss to fish. As you are aware, most of our fish farmers and fishers are losing a lot of fish as a result of post-harvest loss. What are the signs in which we can say this fish is decaying? Of course, post-harvest loss is affecting income, is affecting market, is affecting livelihoods. So, for my fishermen and fish farmers, these are the key signs, which we call the organoleptic test of fish. A fresh fish is supposed to have an elastic body. So, once you touch the fish, you press hard, and the body does not bounce back, then that fish is actually decaying. Point number two, the belly of the fish. A normal fish has a slightly narrow belly. But when the belly like grows bigger and bigger, then that's a sign of some problems inside. The third test is the eyes. The eyes of a normal fresh fish are protruded outside. They look nice and well oiled. The signs of a fish which is decaying, the eyes are sunken. They are like the fish is sleeping. So those are danger zones. Scales. The scales of a fresh fish are firm and attached to the skin. The moment you rub the fish and the scales fall easily, then that is a sign that the fish is decaying. Point number five. The operculum and the gill wreckers. A fresh fish has got red gills. The moment the color of the gills continue changing from brown to yellow, and this is supported by slime, a thick fluid flowing from the gills, then that fish is actually rotting. And the last sign is smell. If the fish is experiencing some smell, you smell bad smell from the fish, that's a sign that the fish is actually decaying. I hope my fishermen and my farmers will heed to this advice so that they can increase their income and support their livelihoods for better marketing of their produce. Thank you.
My name is Monica Kishan Honori and I'm from Liberia. I work for the government of Liberia, Ministry of Agriculture. I'm a county agriculture coordinator assigned in the central part of Liberia. Oh, I want to take this time to say thank you to the government of India through Manage for giving us the opportunity to come in this great country to explore the agriculture activities in this country. And I'd like to say thank you to the people of America, USA, for sponsoring this program. This program is well packaged for us from Africa, and there are a lot of trainings, there are a lot of exposures, and visiting of research institutions, visiting universities, visiting farms, cooperatives, I mean, this is really a great experience. And I think by the time we leave from here to go back to our various nations, we will be able to make a difference because we're going to adapt some of the systems from here, take it back home, and improve our own agriculture sector there. So once again, I say a big thank you to Manej for organizing this program and to USAID and to the Indian government. We appreciate you so much, and we say thank you and thank you and thank you. Bye-bye. We want to say thank you to Manej. We want to say thank you to Manej. We want to say thank you to Manej for organizing this program. We want to say thank you to the Indian people. We want to say thank you to the Indian people. We want to say thank you to the Indian people for organizing this great program. We want to say thank you to USAID. We want to say thank you to USAID. We want to say thank you to USAID for sponsoring this great program.
Thank you, Malawi and Kenya.
Liberia, oye! Kenya, oye! Malawi, oye! Oye, India!
Thank you, listeners, for being with us.